You said something in the open I want to go back to about the Jets and Rob Saleh, and it sounded like to me that you believe that if the Jets go to London and then get beat badly, or just get beat by Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings, that the hot seat would warm up so much for somebody that they may have to make an in-season change somewhere. That's what it sounded like to me. So I wanted to go back, because we ran out of time with the break, to discuss that again. Did I read that correctly from you?
Yes, 100%. You know, the most important relationship of a football team is the head coach and the quarterback. They got to be on the same page. They got to be supporting each other. And, you know, they're going to hear me say this, or somebody's going to hear me say this and get it to them. And then they're going to have to discuss their relationship, and they're going to be talking about how everything's great and fine. I'm like, you watch this stuff on the sideline, you're like, not even close. I mean, that doesn't look like they spend a lot of time together. I thought Rob was overseeing the offense because they couldn't get somebody in here to oversee Hackett.
That's what he said, yeah.
I mean, all this goes back to this, all the stuff in the offseason, and it builds and it builds and it builds. Now, when you win and everything's fine, then you don't get into these situations. I mean, and whether you say the pushing away of each other, you know, on the field the other night when they did beat the Patriots and all this other stuff, I mean, I don't know what to take out of that. All I know is when I don't see these guys talking at all. I don't see them having a discussion. I don't know what they're saying to each other. I know that I get the sense that Aaron's annoyed at his head coach, not only because of what he had to answer yesterday, but also because of what he had to deal with in the offseason when he came to going to Egypt during the mini camp, and it's an unexcused absence, when in fact the Jets knew all along he was going to Egypt, and all they had to say is that, yeah, you know, we got a Hall of Fame quarterback, he's good, he's been here, he's rehabbed, he wants to come back, he wants to play, and, you know, we gave him the, you know, few days off to go and do what he wanted to do. We're good with that.
Yeah, and
it made him look bad, and I look, I don't know if Aaron carries grudges or not. I don't really care about that. All I care about is performance and whether or not they're going to win.
Yeah, I think he does, and I don't think that is an assumption. I think that's sort of a fact. If you just look back at his history and certain people and whatever else, and that's the type of guy he is, and that's fine. I just find it hard to believe that you would fire a guy mid-season.
It all depends. It all depends on how these next few games go. And
what would happen? Nate Hackett would be the head coach?
And maybe Jeff Albert.
Yeah.
It's...
You got to remember, too, that this is not just, you know, you got a 4-0 team, a 3-1 team, and another 3-1 team that you're playing in the next 3 weeks. So that's what makes this loss
they're
even
have to
more
get a, they're going to have to get a win back from somebody. I don't think the Bills' defense is all that great. I really don't. I think it's an average or below average defense. I think they have a really
below
good,
average.
I think they got a good defensive line. I think they do. You know, they can get pressure on opposing teams, but you saw them get steamrolled last night.
They got killed.
I mean, look, when you're up in Buffalo and Josh Allen takes over a game, you know, it's a little bit different than when you're on the road and the other team can run on you. Like Baltimore can run on everybody, because you got to deal with Lamar and you got to deal with Derrick Henry and you got to deal with that speed that team has. And, you know, even with their offensive line a little bit young and inexperienced, all of a sudden now they got one of the best running games in football and they're a pain in the ass to deal with. So they're to me right now, like I said, the best team in football. Even better than, you know, all the undefeated teams, just because they lost two games and they were tight games. They were games that I believe they should have won, but I think there is a pressure cooker here over in Florham Park, and I'm sure that a lot of people over there feel it. And if they don't win and they continue to lose and they lose games like this and comments come out like they were yesterday, I just think that something will have to be done if they want to save the season.
Yeah, I mean, they should have been 3-1. I mean, even after how horrible the game went, kick the field goal, you win. You don't have to worry about any of this, at least for a little bit. You go to London feeling bad. I don't know if going to London is a good thing or a bad thing after a loss like that. I really don't know. Getting out of here might be a good thing, but at the same time, when things feel weird, a trip like that might not be the best thing either. I really don't know how it's going to work out, but that's the schedule. And if Aaron Rodgers truly does not respect his head coach, that's not going to change.
And I don't know how that feels, man. I know exactly how it feels, because the head coach doesn't respect you either.
Oof.
It's a two-way go.
Yeah.
And if, in fact, it goes south, if they win, like they come back from all of them, they beat Minnesota, and then they go on the road and they beat Buffalo, then totally different story. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure, of course.
Is it on the road at Buffalo? Is that their game after? It's a Monday night game.
They do play Buffalo. That is a home game.
Oh, it is a home game. Monday night against, Josh. If you come home, couple scenarios here. You lose the game in London, and Sam Darnold has a big game against you, and then you come home and you lose to Josh Allen on Monday Night Football. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be very ugly. How ugly? Head coach fired ugly? I don't know. That's extreme, but it'll be ugly.
I wouldn't say that if Rob were here for 4 years. I mean, not for a year. He's here for 4 years
now. Yep.